In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with part two. It always gets better. Second part is great. The third part is even more spectacular. But we're going to learn so much today of how much our God loves us. So in volume 20, 1114, 1926, my daughter Louisa, it takes much to sustain and preserve a divine will in the soul. So Jesus is saying this is a lot more powerful. And what God did with the saints, he has to do more with the children and the divine will. So he says this, the divinity, knowing that the creature, the soul, does not have equivalent things for a divine will that is so holy, God holds nothing back. Everything is placed in the soul that wants the divine will, at the soul's disposal in order to form the sanctity of living in my divine will. So what does this mean? It means that it's like God's going to give you a Lamborghini. He gives you the car. He gives you the title. He gives you everything. Now, we don't know how to drive yet. We're only like 3 years old in the divine will, if that. And so Jesus is teaching us. He says, everything is at your disposal. Everything is in your hands. And this is what he's saying. He says, I have to ask God give you more than what I gave to the saints, because this is not just doing the will of God. Okay. So think about what the saints went through. The saints went through, prayer, fasting, penance, conversion, mortification. They would focus on abandoning themselves to everyone and everything but God.
3:33.
And then what's really interesting is it's a new beginning for everyone, because what Jesus is asking of us, he's asking us to allow him to give us more, fill us to overflowing. And this is the beauty of this gift. Think about it. This is to possess the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. This is what Louisa possesses. And so he's saying to us, he's saying, I'm going to place everything at your in your hands so that you can begin to live this abundant life in order to form the sanctity of living in my divine will. So this sanctity is the sanctity of sanctities. This gift of the divine will is everything. It's everything. The saints, they dreamed of things like this coming. Saint Teresa says, I want to live in those end times when I know God is going to give more. Saint John of the Cross says there's something even greater than what God has shown him. This new beginning for humanity is at the door. So Jesus says this, God himself acts as the prime actor. God himself acts as the spectator. So God is enjoying, God is producing the show. He's enjoying the show. He's the audience at this point. He knows what he is breathing into us, this Ruah of God, this breath of God. Jesus says, my holy humanity gives everything, everything that my holy humanity did, everything that my holy humanity suffered, and this conquered are the endless seas as a help of this divine sanctity that is fully divine. This isn't about being good and holy and saintly. This is not about being good and holy and saintly. It's about beginning to live this abundant life that our Lord has planned for all of humanity. And he's asking us to begin to live this life. So he says this, this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies is so holy that I have to do more. And this is the reason why we're going to make that vow of victimhood on Ascension Thursday. We're going to ask Jesus, as Jesus tells Louisa, do this vow on Ascension Thursday, where I am ascending into heaven. I will take your human will, and in exchange, I will give you the divine will. So that's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for souls to begin to live this abundant life. So this victimhood, now you have to remember, everybody, I don't want to become a victim. I don't want to be. No, it's we give up worry. We give up fear. We give up anxiety. We give up negativity. We give up complaining. We begin to live this abundant life of peace, joy, and happiness. So the consequences of being a victim in the divine will is heaven. We give up everything of earth to begin to live everything of heaven while on earth. This is the fulfillment of the Our Father. So volume 20, 11, 21, 19, 26. Don't you know that where human helps are lacking, divine helps abound? Okay, so there's nothing to worry about. Here, Luis is a little anxious. Her sister had just died. He says, you fear that there was no one around her and that she, if she wanted help, she had no one to whom to ask for it. So then Jesus says, Luisa, my daughter, in that moment of death, the human helps cease. There's nobody can help a person who is dying at that point. A lot of times when you're with somebody who's dying, you just hold their hand as they die. You're with them to just know that we're with you, you know. They have neither value nor effect, human helps, because the dying enter into the soul and prime act with their creator. So the human at that point in death, he's telling Luisa about her sister who just died. The human is now entering into the prime act of God. So what is this prime act of God? It's everything that God is. It's to enter into and to participate in the one that we love the most, heaven. It's heaven. This is what the saints say. So this prime act of God with their creator, and no one is it given to enter this prime act. So this prime act of God that Jesus is giving to Luisa, this prime act of God is, he says, as the person dies into the soul and prime act with God, no one alive on earth is given to enter this prime act. This single act of the soul returning back to its creator. Remember, it was just this year, I think, they said each conception, there's a burst of light. Each conception that happens is a burst of light. And what's important is that this burst of light says basically God has created this soul. It's like this flash of light at the moment of conception. When Aunt Rosaria was alive, this is Father Bucci's aunt, Jesus basically said to her that through Luisa, that her job would be to begin to bring into heaven all the souls who were conceived. Now think about it. Luis, if you read volume 36, the last volume, on the very first day, I think it's on the second page, Luisa says to Jesus, Jesus, may every human being that is born become a baptized Catholic. And Jesus says, it is accomplished. And Luisa goes, how is it accomplished? You know, I just prayed this. And Jesus says, this is my prayer, that everyone that I create enters into that universal life that I breathe into Adam, everyone who is born to the light of the day. And then a short time before Luisa died, Jesus basically told Luisa that Aunt Rosaria's life, her goal was to bring every human being who has ever conceived into that universal life. Now, when you think about this, this is our job now, that every miscarriage, every abortion, every soul that was conceived, and there's a lot of souls that we don't even pregnancies that we never even knew about, that these children enter into that universal life. God has a plan, and God's plan is that nothing of the evil one is going to destroy what God has planned. So it's really astonishing what our God is showing us. And he says, basically, because the dying enter into the soul and prime act of God, their creator, and no one is given that blessing, if you want to say, to enter this prime act like that until they die. My daughter, one who lives in my divine will, has primacy over everything and over all the acts of creatures. Do you see what I'm saying about the conception? The soul who lives in the divine will has primacy over everything and even over all the acts of creatures. The soul has her act first in the love before her creator, so that if other creatures love, the soul who lives in my divine will is the first in loving. Okay. So Adam was the first to live in the divine will, and he lost it. Jesus and Mary come to earth living in the divine will. And what do? They died. Jesus took our place and was crucified, died, and rose from the dead. Mary was with Jesus on Calvary, co-redemption, with Jesus helping this redemption take place. Jesus is the Redeemer, but he always wants souls to be one with him. And again, so the soul lives in the divine will. Now, Jesus is saying this to us, if we want to live in the divine will. You have primacy over everything and over all the acts of souls. The soul has the first act in love with her before her creator. So if all the other souls who don't want at this point to live in the divine will, the soul who lives in my divine will is the first in loving. The others, some second, some third, some fourth, according to the intensity of their love, will enter into this gift as well. So Jesus is saying to Louisa, I want restoration of humanity. I want to bring this great and an abundant life back to humanity, this universal life back to humanity. And this is, again, what our God is asking of us. He's saying, do you want to help bring about the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven? And when we say yes, Lord, when we say yes, God goes, good, watch what I'm going to do. Let me show you what I have planned. So, according to the intensity of their love. Okay, so let's think about, we say we love Jesus Christ. We say he is our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. How are we living that life? Are we living a life of peace, joy, and happiness? Knowing that Jesus is our Savior, he's our King, he's our Lord, he's our Master, he's everything. Are we living that abundant life, or are we worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative? Are we living a miserable human life? If we really believe in Jesus, according to the intensity of our love, we wake up in the morning and we listen to what Jesus said to Louisa. He says, Louisa, I want you to begin as you wake up, as soon as your eyes open up, think of entering into the prime act of God. Think of entering with your prayer in the morning, being fused with God, loving God, adoring God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God. Begin to live this day with your prevenient act and also your actual acts throughout the day. Be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. I have a friend that he swears all the time. He curses all the time. And I just saw this video on water, that when you curse the water, it's corrupted. If you bless the water, the highest form of blessing is, they said, for water, outside of the priest blessing the water, it is love and gratitude. So if you have this is what Jesus means, intensity of their love. Are you filled with love? Are you filled with gratitude for everything that you've gone through? That means the joys and the sorrows. If you have this intensity of love, loving God and gratitude to God, you want to be with Jesus. We're going to be with Jesus for all eternity. And St. Teresa says this is the only time where we can freely love God. Freely love God. Because when we see God, we're going to have to love him. He's so beautiful. He's so holy. He's so perfect. So our God is trying to get us ready for this abundant life. If the other creatures adore me, and now he's talking to people about people outside wanting to live in the divine will. If the other souls pray to me, if the other souls, then the souls who live in my divine will as first, that is first in adoring me, first in glorifying me, first in praying to me. What does this mean? Okay, the souls, let's look at saintly souls, good souls, holy souls. They are adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God, worshiping God. He says, this is doing the will of God. Now, to live in the will of God is beyond that. It's the primary thing that God wants. So he says, all the other souls, all the other souls who adore me, glorify me, but the soul who lives in my divine will is first in adoring me, first in glorifying me, first in praying to me. Why? That's the life of Mary. That's the life of Our Lady. Now, what a lot of people do is they follow the saints. We love the saints. And Jesus says, what I have planned for humanity is a new beginning. As Pope St. John Paul II said, a new and divine way of holiness is coming upon the earth. So he says this, and this is natural because my divine will is life and prime act of all creatures. Therefore, the soul who lives in the divine will, and this is what we want to live in the divine will, finds herself in its prime act. And the soul is first before God above all creatures. That's Our Lady. In doing all of their acts and in doing all of the acts that they do not do, all the acts that humanity does not do. Okay, that's Our Lady, Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, repaired and redid everything for everyone, past, present, and future. It's a new beginning for all of humanity. So he says, even the acts that the souls have not done yet. See, everything's being repaired. Now let's think about the children that were conceived but never came to be born. Our job, Jesus said, basically to Aunt Rosaria through Louisa, was to begin to bring everyone and everything before the Lord so that the Lord can have fulfill everything that is needed on earth. So Mary, the sovereign queen, who never gave life to her own human will, but had her life fully in my divine will, holds us as though the right through the right of primacy. So she has the right, this duty, this obligation of primacy. She is the first one to do this, Mary, after Adam, but more than Adam, because Our Lady is Theotokos, Mother of God. Therefore, Our Lady is first in loving us, first in glorifying us, first in praying us. And if we see that the other creatures love us, it is behind the love of the celestial queen. And if they glorify us and pray to us, it is behind the glory and the prayers of Our Lady who holds primacy. Therefore, empire over everything. She is the queen of everything. She is Theotokos, Mother of God. And Jesus says, now that we begin to understand Our Lady, okay, her life and Jesus' life, Jesus says, now I want to breathe this into my children, this life of the new Adam and the new Eve. This is what the divine will is. We're in the divine will not because of Louisa. We're in the divine will because of Jesus and Mary. We want this life. We want to live the fullness of this life. So Jesus is saying this to us very, very clearly. How beautiful it is to see as creatures love us, Our Lady never gives up her first place in love. So she's leading the charge, if you want to say. She's the one in charge. And we are beginning to understand why God loves Our Lady so much. We're beginning to understand this. Even more, she places herself as prime act. Our Lady makes her sea of love flow around the divine majesty of God in such a way that the other creatures remain behind this ocean of love of the celestial mama with their little drops of love. That's us. This little drops of love, so that God is beginning to give to us this abundant life. So these we have little drops of love. We want to love Jesus. So this is one of the reasons why we pray the rosary. We pray the rosary because we're looking at Jesus with the eyes of Mary. We're looking at Jesus with the love of Mary. Our memory is becoming one of Jesus and Mary, not about us. We're nobodies. We're nothings, but it's about the two, the new Adam and the new Eve, this new and abundant life that God wants us to possess. She says, my daughter, to live in my divine will is one word, but it is a word that weighs as much as eternity. It is a word that embraces everything and everyone. So our God is asking us, do you want to possess this gift? He's offering it to us. If we have the book of heaven, he's offering us this book. So we say, do you want this gift? And if we say yes, he goes, good. Let me show you what I'm going to give you, Jesus says. Volume 20, 11, 23, 19, 26. Now, the sun of my divine will, its sphere is not limited, and therefore it possesses its full day. So what God is offering to us is this new day. This is the new heavens, the new earth. This is the new Jerusalem. It's when you think of new, always think of God. It's the new and divine way of holiness, as John Paul II says. Therefore, the sphere of the sun is not limited. Therefore, it possesses its full day. Therefore, the soul who lives in its embrace all times, all generations, investing all acts of all, she forms one single act, one single love, one single glory of God. So our God is saying, I want you to participate in this abundant life of the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary. I want you to participate in what I originally planned for Adam, breathing the Ruah of God, the breath of God into Adam. I want you to participate in this life. Volume 20, 11, 29, 19, 26. My divine will is not like the human will of creatures. Okay, so when Jesus says, I want you to give up even holy things, a lot of people say, I'm not going to give up holy things. I want holy things. And God goes, yes, this is what you've been taught for the last 2,000 years. How to become a saint, how to do the will of God. He says, now I want you to share in divinity, that which the priest puts the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. Now, Jesus says, now I want you to enter into this abundant life, because he says the divine will is not like the human will of the saints. And even if they want, they do not have hands. They cannot work. They do not have feet. They cannot walk. If they are mute or blind, they can not speak or see. Okay, so Jesus is saying the human will is so limited. The human will is so limited. It's the divine will. It's not human hands. It's not human feet. It's not human eyes. It's not human ears. My divine will instead does all the acts of the soul in one single act. So the soul participates in God. Okay. Think of the drop of water put in the chalice filled with wine. We are that drop of nothing. And what does the priest say? May we share in the divinity of Christ, as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. God is asking us, my divine will instead does all the acts in one single act. While it operates, it walks. While it is all eyes to look, at the same time, it is all voice to speak with such eloquence that no one can equal it. It speaks in the roaring of the thunder. It speaks in the bolt of lightning. It speaks in the whistling of the wind. It speaks in the tumultuous waves of the sea. It speaks in the little bird that sings. It speaks everywhere. See, this is why when you enter into the divine will, you begin to understand the round. Jesus says, I want you to pray the round to Louisa. What does that mean? It's to enter into all of creation, receive all of creation. Why? So that we can participate in God. Okay. Think about it. the bird chirping is the bird. Jesus says, he says, Adam was supposed to be the voice of all creation to give to God this divine, I love you. So as the bird is chirping, we participate in that by saying, may every chirp of every bird that ever existed adore you, love you, praise you, thank you, bless you. And when the wind is, when you hear the wind blowing through the leaves of the trees, for that sound, Lord, to adore you, to love you, to pray, you give this sound to me. I want to give this sound back to you the way you want to receive it, with a divine, I love you. You breathe this in to breathe this back out to God. See, we begin to learn how to pray the rounds. And it's essential that we learn how to do this. Jesus says, this voice of God, if you want to say, speaks everywhere, so that everyone may hear its voice, now strong, now sweet, now thundering, will of mine, how admirable you are. So everything that is around us, we begin to hear the divine, I love you in creation. We begin to see the divine, I love you in creation. And then we begin to see it in redemption through what Jesus and Mary went through. So this divine, I love you, that's all of creation, is ours. And Jesus says, I want you to participate in this life on earth as Jesus did, as Mary did. So the holy humanity of Jesus is necessary for us. This is why we pray the rosary. The more we begin to understand this life of Jesus, this life of Mary, of being here to help us turn back to God, to help us return to the womb of the Father. Volume 20. 12:3, 1926. My daughter, courage. Do not lose heart. I do not leave you. This is very important for us. The first words of Pope Benedict when he became Pope is courage. You must have courage. The courage that we need at this time is the courage that Joan of Arc had, even beyond that. It's to say, I was born for this time. This is, again, I'm not afraid. I was born for this time. God is with me. Courage. Do not lose heart. Put this, if you're going through difficulties, if you're afraid, nervous, or if you're anxious, you're worried, especially about the times today, write this out. Put it on your bathroom mirror. And the first thing that you should do is say to Jesus, Lord, I'm not going to lose heart. Why? You're with me. That prayer, Emmanuel, God is with us, is essential for us. God is with us. We have been baptized. We're no longer sons or daughters of Adam. We're sons and daughters of God. So have this courage, have this strength, have this confidence in God. John Paul II's first words was, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. When we are in a difficult situation, say to Jesus, I really want to see how you're going to do this now. I mean, you're my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. You want me to go through this trial? Fiat, I'll go through this trial. I'm not going to worry because you are my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my King. I spend time with you every day in front of the Blessed Sacrament. You're the one that draws me there. And so therefore, I want to trust in you more. Give me this confidence in you. And he just says, this is so true that it is always from within your interior. We want to see Jesus within us as well. That I, Jesus, come out to spend time with you. Do we spend time with Jesus? He's showing us in creation all the I love yous. We're seeing them, hearing them, smelling them, tasting them, touching all the I love yous of creation in redemption as well. He says, I come out to spend time with you. And if you do not always see me, I do not give to you this field in order to follow that single act. I do this to give you this field in order to follow that single act of my divine will that contains all the acts together. So Jesus is saying, I'm with you to test you. I'm with you to see what you're going to do. Do you trust in me or do you swear? I was talking about that, my friend who swears all the time. And in this video of water, when you curse the water, it spoils. When you bless, this is why blessings are so important. Bless your food, bless your water, bless your house, bless yourself. Enter into this constant blessing, because what God is asking of us is to enter into his holiness, his holiness. So he says this, even though you don't see me, he says, I do this to give you the field, this place of growth, in order to follow that single act of my divine will that contains all the acts together. Do you not see that the light of my supreme volition flows from within your heart? Think about, if we have made our heart the throne for Jesus, he says, don't you see, if the throne of Jesus is within you, don't you see the light of my supreme volition flows from within your heart, from your mouth, from your eyes, from your hands, from your feet, from all your being? Jesus is there. When we really want to live in the divine will, we're not there. Jesus, we've said, Lord, I don't want to live this misery anymore. I want you to reign in me. So it's heaven. So when you're with your family, there's no more arguments. There's no more frustration. It's Jesus is there. And as people begin to live that life of Jesus and Mary, there's peace, there's joy, there's happiness, there's heaven in your family. Volume 20, 12, 6, 1926. My daughter, only when an act encloses within itself all the other acts together, can that act be called perfect? So Jesus is saying, remember what he said, you must be perfected as my heavenly Father is perfect. Okay, how do we do this? Only when an act encloses within itself all the other acts together, then it can be called perfect. And my divine will alone encloses this perfect act. So when he said to the saints 2,000 years ago, you must be perfected as my heavenly Father is perfect, he's talking about the divine will. And for 2,000 years, we've been meditating on that. How do you become perfect? How do we enter into this abundant life? Jesus says, it's the divine will alone that encloses this act, this perfect act. And while it does not, it does one act alone, all possible and imaginable acts that exist in heaven and on earth gush forth from this single act of God. This fiat lux, let there be light. The universe was begun. The fiat mihi of our Blessed Mother, the incarnation took place. God became man. And now the fiat voluntas tua. This is where all possible imaginable acts that exist in heaven and earth gush forth in this single act. God is asking us to let go of everything that is human and to begin to live everything that is divine. Become that drop of water, that drop of nothing, into that chalice filled with wine. He says, this single act of my divine will is symbolized by a font. While this font is one, he says, from it gushes oceans, seas, rivers, fire, light, heaven, stars, flowers, mountain, and earth. Everything is in that fiat lux. Everything is in that fiat mihi. And Jesus says, I want humanity to participate in what Jesus and Mary have done. And now it's to enter into that fiat voluntas tua. This is what God gave to Louisa to do and now giving us to do. The fullness isn't here yet. We're just scratching the surface. So he says this, this single act of my divine will is symbolized by a font. And while this font is one, it gushes these oceans, these rivers, this fire, it's everything. Everything comes out of this one font. Now Adam, in the state of innocence, in the height of the sovereign Queen Mary, by possessing my divine will, if they loved that love, they enclosed the divine adoration, divine glory, divine praise, divine blessing, divine prayer. Nothing was missing in their acts. Before Adam's sin, nothing was missing. In Mary's life, nothing ever was missing. And it flowed, and in it flowed the multiplicity of the divine qualities of that single act. Think of that drop of water. That drop of water entering into the cup filled with wine fuses and diffuses. That drop of water becomes wine. Nothing was missing in their little act. And it flowed in the multiplicity of the divine qualities of the single act of my supreme will that made them embrace everything. And so in one act, they gave to their creator whatever befitted God. Do you see what God is? He's offering this to us. This goes beyond holy, beyond good, beyond saintly. It's divine. May we share in the divinity of Christ. So if they loved, they loved. It fulfills everything. Isolated acts that do not embrace all acts together cannot be called perfect. So we enter into this abundant life where everything is one with God. They are meager acts that give to human will. What is human will? Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, sin. Therefore, only in the fiat can the soul find true perfection in her acts and offer a divine act to their back to their creator. That's what we're doing. Volume 20, 12, 10, 19, 26. One single act of the life of this fiat can issue the heavens, the sun, the sea, the stars, and everything at once. So all the human acts placed before the single act of the life of this divine will of mine, Jesus says, are like many drops of water that dissolve within the ocean of the will of God. It's not by chance that the priest every day at Holy Mass puts the drop of water in the chalice and says, may we share in the divinity of Christ. Listen to what he says. He says, all the human acts placed before the single act of life of the divine will of Jesus are like many drops of water that dissolve within this ocean, like a tiny little flame before the sun in the sky, like an atom's in the great space of the universe. Imagine yourself what the heights of the Immaculate Queen possesses with this life of continuous act, the continuous act of the divine will formed in the Blessed Mother. It's a new beginning. Now it's a new beginning for us as well. Jesus is saying, wait till you see what I have planned for you. It's as you read, you're getting glimpses of this. No one possesses the fullness of it yet. When that day comes, and Jesus says that day is coming soon, we are going to experience what this means, this perfection that God is calling us to. Volume 20, 1, 19, 27. My daughter, the easiest means in order to hasten the coming of my divine will upon earth are the knowledges about the divine will, the lessons that Jesus is teaching us, the promises that Jesus speaks to Louisa continuously. Every page is filled with promises. This magnificence of Jesus speaking, he says, this is the easiest means to hasten the coming of the divine will. So this is what God is asking of us. He's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. Okay, so where are we? Okay, so Jesus says the knowledges, these truths, these lessons that Jesus are teaching us in the divine will, the book of heaven. Bring light and heat to form within themselves the prime act of God. So this light, this heat of this knowledge, of these truths, of these manifestations, of these lessons of Jesus are the prime act of God. The creature finds the first act on which to model her own. Okay, so that's what Our Lady did, and that's what they taught Louisa. Okay, if she does not find the first act, the creature does not have the virtue of forming the prime act. Therefore, the acts, the things that are most necessary in order to form the kingdom would be missing. So Jesus is saying the first acts that you need to have the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven is found in Jesus and Mary through Louisa. See then what one additional act, one additional knowledge about my divine will means. So Jesus is saying to us very, very clearly, if you're not reading, you're not going to learn anything. I know a number of people say, you just want the divine will and it's yours. Jesus says, if you want the divine will, it's the beginning. You've walked through the door. You haven't examined the house yet. You haven't seen the mansion that Jesus says is this gift of the divine will. So each additional knowledge, each page that you read about the divine will, gives us a new understanding, a divine understanding of what God has planned. You're beginning to see things, like, again, from the eyes of Jesus and Mary. You're beginning to see this life that they breathed into Louisa. By carrying the prime act of God within themselves, they shall bring with them the magnetic force, the powerful magnet, in order to draw creatures to repeat the prime act of God. So what God has given to you is helping your family. It's helping the world. Each day that you read, the world is changing. And we see this happening, you know, all over the world. We see it in the church. We see it in the nations. Listen to what Jesus is saying. By carrying the prime act of God within themselves, as you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, you bring with you this magnetic force, this powerful magnet, which is drawing all of humanity, past, present, and future, to repeat this prime act of God. So what does this mean? That what our God is asking us is, are you willing to put down your holy things, your good things, your saintly things, to learn the divine? Well, that's not for me. I don't think I can do that. God says, fine, it's not for you. See, God looks for the souls that say, let it be done as you say. God looks for the souls that can repeat what Our Lady said to the angel, let it be done as you say. Within themselves, they bring with them a magnetic force, a powerful magnet, in order to draw creatures to repeat the prime act of God. Okay. With their light, they shall bring the disillusionment of the human will. This is what we're doing on Ascension Thursday. We're bringing to God this disillusionment of the human will with the heat of the divine will, with the light of the divine will, that should soften the hardest hearts to bend before this divine act. And the creatures shall feel captivated to wanting to model themselves on this act of Jesus and Mary, found in Louisa. Therefore, the more knowledges, Jesus says, that I, God, manifest about my divine will, these lessons, these truths, these promises, the more quickly is the kingdom of my divine fiat drawn upon earth. As you read, the world is changing. Why do you think everything's in havoc all over the world and in the church? The divine will is coming. The kingdom is coming. And it's because of the souls reading every day. Again, it seems like you're doing nothing, but Jesus says here, you're doing everything. You're doing what Jesus did and Mary did, but in a divine manner. God is doing this in us. Volume 20, 12, 19, 19, 26. I continued my state of abandonment in the supreme volition. And while I was praying my round, this is what we want to do. We want to learn how to pray the round of creation redemption. My mind and the whole of creation to follow the divine will in all created things, and to make my human will one with its own, so far as to form one single act of its own, my always lovable Jesus, making me pause, told me, my daughter, in issuing the creation, the divinity bilocated its will, and one remained within us for our regime, joy and happiness, contentments, and innumerable and infinite beatitudes that we, triune God, possess, because our will has the first place in all our acts. God wants us to participate in that. So we'll be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.